Hi everyone. Today, let's analyze Ralph Waldo Emerson's The American Scholar, what he says about the qualities that an American scholar should possess. So, he says that an American scholar should not be afraid to go on his own way. That is, rather than following or imitating someone, the American scholar should have this courage to choose or create his own way. He talks about the functions of the scholar and the influences that are impacting the human mind. So, first of all, let's see what are the three influences according to Emerson. Emerson says that nature influences human beings, books that they read influence the scholar, and the action also is an influencing factor. Then he goes on to talk about duties of a scholar. So what are the main duties of the scholar? Let's go one by one. The first and foremost duty of the scholar is that scholar is obligated to communicate the noblest thoughts and feelings to the public. That is, a scholar must communicate or is obligated to communicate the noblest feelings to the public. A scholar is the one who is able to communicate his noblest feelings to the public. The scholar must be independent. He should not be dependent on the previous source or on the predetermined norms. He should have an independent idea and independent way of writing or independent view of seeing things. A scholar should be courageous. And according to Emerson, American scholar should be original in his thinking and acting. Rather than imitating some past scholar, they must be original in thinking and acting. A scholar should demonstrate that the spirit of America is not timid and imitative. Something original, something new should be there. It's not always about imitation. Emerson was envisaging himself as the American scholar. For him, American scholar was an ideal person, erudite, deep into studies, and has creativity. And at the same time, who is a man of action as well. He should be a man of action also, rather than just dictating all these things. He should act upon it. And Emerson was always thinking and saying that it was the literature of America at that time was too imitative, or it was too derivative, or it was too dependent upon the earlier works. According to Emerson, American scholar must feel a degree of humiliation in reckoning on the fact that how little his countrymen has added to the stock of truth for mankind in comparison with the bards, scholars and philosophers of England. That was his main complaint. He was saying that, okay, compared to the bards or the people associated with literature in England, the Americans have contributed very less, and the works that they were doing were a kind of imitation of the past works or something which is being derived from those. He was asking for something new and novel. So that was the view of Emerson and how an American scholar should be. Hopefully you guys must have understood that. Thank you. Have a great time.